Radio Influence. The future is now.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. First, I'm going to give some love to Trulieve, our title sponsor. It changes every single week, but I believe they have 17 dispensaries in the Bay Area, in the Florida area that you can go to, and they're the number one dispensary in Florida. You have a choice. You might as well go to the best. You know, if you're looking for a tissue paper, you go to Kleenex, right? So that's why you would go to Trulieve, because they are the best. So, normally... Sometimes I do this by myself. Sometimes I have the lovely Victoria from Trulieve. Today I have a special guest, and we're going to kind of sprinkle in politics a little bit in our podcast.
And
I have
and everybody tunes out now.
And I have Mr. Topher Morrison. How are you, brother?
I'm good, my friend. How you been?
Everything good?
Things are great.
Good.
Just finished the mayoral forum on transportation last night. So,
and how'd that turn out?
I think it went great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I geek out. Like if I were to have a podcast, I'll probably be on urban planning.
Why don't you have a podcast?
Gosh, maybe I should, yeah.
You absolutely should have a podcast. Yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah, no, I love the topic. My biggest challenge is just keeping it under 2 minutes for every topic.
Yeah, that is, well, you don't have to keep anything under 2 minutes here. Just kind of let it go.
Yeah, because I know so much about cannabis.
Yeah, there
this
you do.
Great.
So, Topher is running for mayor.
I don't know how to spell cannabis, by the way. I have to ask Siri every time I type it.
C-A-N-N-A-B-I-S. I know what I spell quite often. Topher is running for mayor. And I ran into Topher a while ago, and his platform is something that's near and dear to me, and that's small businesses.
Booyah. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a small business mayor, baby.
And
oh, by the way, we should probably say of Tampa, since this is a podcast.
It
I'm
is
not
Tampa,
going for mayor
yes.
of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I am the mayor of South Tampa, so we'll make it a little bigger than that.
Perfect.
So you're going
Perfect.
For the mayor of Tampa. So talk a little bit more about your platform and small businesses. I happen to be a small business owner. I own quite a few. What are you talking about small business wise? Because it seems like we're running the Bay Area.
Yeah, we are. In fact, actually, we're running the world.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the Tampa Bay Area, this is a national statistic, not even just Tampa, but 98% of our economy is because of small business owners. That's insane. 98%, right?
That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
That means that every person listening to this podcast right now, hands down, probably 9 out of 10 of them most likely either own a small business or work for somebody who is a small business owner.
Makes
or
sense.
They work for a big business, which is supplied by small businesses,
right? Yes,
and
true.
I think we as a city spend way too much time, energy, and focus and love on big business, trying to recruit Fortune 500 companies to come in here. And I think we should be spending that time, energy, focus, and love on building the next Fortune 500 company. Why do we have to recruit them? Let's just have some faith in our small business here and build them from the ground up,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Support what we have going here.
You better
here.
Believe it.
And, I brought you in here because I want to get a different angle to cannabis and marijuana. And this is going to be definitely a different angle because I'm going to tell you my history with marijuana and cannabis. I grew up in Montreal, Canada. All my friends used to smoke.
You're Canadian, dude.
You didn't know I was Canadian?
I didn't know. That explains why you're so nice, though.
Right. Well, we're all kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, you are.
But I grew up in Montreal. All my friends smoked. I didn't. I remember even rolling joints for people and not smoking it. And if you ask me why, I don't think I have an answer. I was scared of something. I'm not sure what it was. Probably my parents. But I never, ever indulged or never tried marijuana until I was 35 years old.
No kidding.
So that's pretty darn deep, okay?
It's not that impressive.
I was impressed with it until I heard your story.
Yeah, I win.
And you have beat me. So I'm not going to ask you how old you are now.
I'm 49 and a half.
Well, you're young. You're a young man. I'm substantially older than you. But you have not ever tried marijuana.
Not only have I not tried marijuana, I've never drank alcohol or any other illegal recreational.
That's unheard
drug.
Of, you know that, right?
I know, it's pretty crazy. There's a few of us out there.
Percentage-wise, it's less than 1% of 1%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's God, because I've never met anybody in their 40s and never tried alcohol. Never in my whole life. Never.
For those of you listening, though, Ian's just sitting here going, but this answers so many questions now.
It does.
I get why this guy is so weird.
Yeah. So you don't have any vices?
We all have vices.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have vices, man. I'm sure I've got them.
You love your dog.
That's probably my vice.
You love your dog. Yeah. Which, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with my dog, Macy.
And that's good.
She's my best friend.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah. So, okay, let's get to this medical marijuana thing. So, as somebody who doesn't indulge in it, but being in politics, you have to be blind to not see really how important marijuana has become in elections. It always seems like it's going to come up whether somebody is for or against marijuana. What is your stance on medical marijuana?
If you look at how many medicines we have circulating the globe right now, a lot of them, and I don't know what the percentage is, so I'm not going to throw out a number, but a very large number of them are plant-based.
Correct.
This is a plant.
Yeah.
There's nothing different
about
it.
The good ones are plant-based.
Yeah.
The good ones.
The good ones are plant-based.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
So, listen, there should be no debate here. Medical marijuana should be illegal, should be legalized everywhere. This debate boggles my mind that we are still so far behind the times that we even have to have this as a discussion.
Yeah, and once again, there's still fuddy-duddies out there, and there's still a stigma on marijuana that, you know, it's devil's lettuce, and you know, we found out that lettuce is actually devil's lettuce. Because lettuce is actually killing people, and marijuana still to this day has not killed anybody. To this day.
Yeah,
it's never killed anybody. There's never been a situation where somebody said, marijuana killed that person.
Interesting.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yet we're talking about opioids.
Look how many people die in Florida alone.
Just Florida.
Addiction.
Thousands and thousands and thousands. And we're still fighting over a plant, you know,
it's
being legal or illegal.
It's
absolutely ridiculous. So, like, you're seeing some dispensaries like Trulieve out there. And, you know, having the cannabis podcast, I have people approach me sometimes and they say, hey, you know, my mother's really sick and I really want to get her exposed to, you know, some kind of cannabis, but she won't go.
Yeah.
She won't go. And it's still that stigma that people have, like, you know, Reefer Madness. Have you seen Reefer Madness? It's funny.
But
you would think that Reefer Madness, you'd think that marijuana was heroin.
Yeah.
But the way they put it out.
You know who one of our best friends is on this cause right now? Sanjay Gupta. That medical, the doctor who I think he did something with the government, I'm not sure, but that guy, probably one of the most famous celebrity doctors out there, used to be anti.
And he changed.
And he changed.
I brought it up.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
I tell you what, man, we need to get that guy out as far and as wide as we can because he's starting to change minds.
You know him?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a popular cat.
Yeah.
He's a popular cat.
If I knew him, I'd be hitting him up for a political campaign.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got a whole lot of money.
Of that Gupta money.
But, like, there are a lot of people that have been completely anti-marijuana.
Yeah.
And there's been a couple that have said, well, let me try it. Okay, and that's not what I'm telling you to do, but these people, before they said, because they were against it, and they said, let me try it. Then they try it, and they go, well, that was innocent.
Yeah.
Well, that was innocent, you know? And, you know, for somebody, if somebody was against it, like, I'm against it, I would say to them, you need to try it. The fact that you're not against it and you haven't tried it makes it real clean.
Man, not only am I not against it, I am so for it. I'll go way beyond the medical aspect of things. I think it should be legalized recreationally.
Period.
Yeah, period.
Absolutely.
Full stop, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding. This is just ridiculous. If we, how can anybody argue that recreational marijuana in some way is bad or a gateway drug to something else? Well, we've legalized alcohol.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah.
And tobacco and everything else. Come on, man. Let's just get with the times.
You know what the gateway drug is? Alcohol.
Probably more than anything.
Not probably. 100%. Like, I've been around a lot. I've never taken any drug other than marijuana. Never in my whole life. And I'm never going to. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Illegal. I mean, prescription drugs.
Yeah. I mean, I've taken, like, Vicodin and stuff. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it because I like it. Does that make sense? I don't like it around
me. You have
an
addictive personality?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I think I do, too. And that's also one of the reasons also why I've never even really kind of, it's not like I'm resisting the temptation. I just don't have a desire for it, but there is always that creeping in the back of my mind. It's like, yeah, you know, I tend to kind of obsess on things a lot, so
sure,
I might like it too much.
Well, if you're 49 years old and you haven't drank especially having drank, I would tell you don't drink.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
You want to know why I don't? I'll tell you. It's a
fun
story.
I would love to hear it.
Yeah, because people always say, what, is it a religious thing?
Yeah.
Or, you know, are you? No. So I love telling the story, actually. Mm-hmm. I very rarely get to tell it. My father and my mother, when my brother and I got to that age where, you know, drugs were going to be a thing, mm-hmm. my dad did the coolest thing I think I've ever heard of. He sits me down with my brother. Now, we were raised, by the way, from birth, that your word is your bond and you do not break it. You die.
I love it.
You know, honoring your word,
I
kind
love
of
it.
Thing, right? And here's the thing. He told us, he said, you know, I remember this as a kid. And I was a little bit too early because it was really at my brother's pace. He was 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. But they made both of us promise that if we ever wanted to drink alcohol mm-hmm. or smoke a joint or take any, back then it was just really pot and alcohol, mm-hmm. right? But it was, if you ever want to try a drug
yep.
or drink, you're more than welcome to do it. One condition. You have to promise me right now that if you want to drink or take any drugs, you come to me and let me get it for you. We'll do it together. Father, son.
And you have to promise him that.
Yeah. And he made me promise it. Now, instantly, think of the genius of this. He took away all the rebellious fun of it because I could do it anytime I wanted. But he, at the same time, made it lame because who wants to get drunk or high with their dad, right?
Yeah.
And that was a promise we both made. And it worked for both my brother and me.
Sure.
And I just tell people all the time, I say, look, if I ever do want to drink or smoke a joint or whatever, I'm going to call my dad and say, I'm ready for that beer now, Bob.
I mean, he would trip over that right now.
He'd be honored. No. Yeah. And by the way, my brother drinks. He's never taken any other kind of illegal drug either, but he drinks, and the first drink he had was with my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
So he really did honor that.
Oh, yeah. Waited until he's 21, and then his first beer was with my dad.
But he was 21.
Yeah. I don't know, 22. I'm not sure what day it was.
Well, yeah. my youngest daughter just turned 21, and I would pretty much guarantee
not her first beer.
Nope. I almost guarantee all three of my kids indulged in both before they were 21 years old. You don't go to Platt High School anymore without being
exposed to any high school.
Probably not. And seeing what these kids are exposed to these days, mm-hmm. it's actually amazing compared to what we were exposed to. And I feel like an old cat now, but once again, seeing what they have at
Dude,
their
are
disposal.
You glad you're not growing up in today's day? I look at what's going on, man. I just think I'd be that idiot kid that's like FaceTiming me doing stupid stuff that's probably illegal. And I probably shouldn't admit that, knowing that I'm running for mayor. Who is it? Who said that? That wasn't me.
We want our mayor to be a real person.
I
would like our mayor to be a real person. And when you look up there,
I'm wonderfully flawed, my friend.
Well, we're all flawed.
Yeah.
When I'm looking up there in politics, I see myself. I see a lot of people that I'm not drawn to mm-hmm. on both sides.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Like yesterday, I was watching that thing with Trump and Pelosi and Schumer, mm-hmm. and I'm just listening to them talk, and I'm like, I have nothing in common with any
so
of these
gross.
People. It's
yeah.
gross.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing is gross.
It wasn't even a genuine conversation. That was literally
awful.
Oh, there's 100 cameras on me. I'm going to grandstand my position.
I'm going to grandstand my ass off, and that's what they did. And I'm starting not to get it. I get it. I don't get it, but I certainly don't like it.
Yeah.
Because my whole life I've always been almost anti-politics mm-hmm. because I don't believe in a lot of it. So when I see a guy like yourself who's a real dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks, man.
Because I see other people, and I've run into other politicians before, and it's all like buttoned up. I'm mm-hmm. a politician. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to take your money.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, you know?
Pretty much. Yeah.
And I've had a big name politician hit me up not too long ago. He's like, hey, Ian, I enjoyed meeting you. I want you to be the ambassador to our party. I'm like, sure, that'd be fun. It's in Tampa. I'll be your ambassador. It'd be great. Branding and everything. And then he goes, what's your email? I want to send you an invitation. So I give him my email, and the invitation said something like
$100 minimum donation.
$100.
$1,000.
Please. Since you're an ambassador, we're expecting you to donate $2,500.
Oh,
okay,
my.
So I just basically emailed back like I wanted to email back kiss my entire black ass.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was nice.
Kiss my entire black ambassador.
So I said I'm sorry, this is not my type of party.
Yeah.
Good for you. Please omit me from your lists because I don't want to be part of all the. I don't want to be part of all that. But marijuana's come a long way in Florida. It's come a long way to where being on the radio, you know, I've been on the radio for 15 years now, and 15 years ago, like you better not even really say I smoke weed.
Oh no, yeah,
because everybody like, oh, he smokes weed, he's a bad person, he's a devil, blah 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 blah. Now, nobody's scared of anything anymore. Nope. First of all, I have in my wallet, I have a card that says I'm legally allowed to smoke marijuana, which makes me tell somebody to kiss my ass because I have a reason. And then that's going to lead into...
Is it for, mainly for pain for you?
For pain?
Yeah, I can't imagine, man, a former NFL football player, the pain and the aches you guys must have on a daily basis.
But you know what? I'm very blessed. Uh-huh. Like, I wake up in the morning and I pop out of bed and I don't feel bad. My body feels pretty good. Yeah. Mentally,
you got a good life, man.
Yeah, mentally, I'm... Yeah. I tell people, when I go crazy, everybody's going to know because I'm on the mic a lot. So when I go batshit crazy, everybody's going to go, well, Ian's clearly crazy now. Get him off the mic. But what's happened is with marijuana and the legalization of it, there's a lot of different rules and regulations going on in our Florida area. And one of the things everybody's going through now is... If you take Vicodin for whatever it may be, and you have a drug test, and you test positive for Vicodin, you're going to say, well, I'm taking Vicodin because I have this ailment.
Prescription, yeah.
Yes. Well, if you have a prescription for marijuana, and somebody says, we need you to take a drug test, and you test positive for marijuana, which you are going to do.
Yeah.
Because it stays
long after.
30 days it stays in your system.
Yeah.
There's people that are losing their jobs,
right.
But now they're saying that there's legitimate, there's lawyers saying that is, you know, that's not ethically right,
yeah.
And that you can go after these companies. I mean, that's kind of a gray area, but it makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, you know, this is one where there's really no good answer, is it, right? Because first off, I think we need to separate it into two things. Number one is, are you taking the drug, whatever it is, Vicodin or cannabis, I don't care, right? Are you taking the drug while you're on the clock?
Okay.
That's different than... Did you take the drug before you got to work?
Okay.
Right? And also, depending upon the job, right? Like, if you're running heavy machinery, you shouldn't be on either one of those things before or after. And if your body can't survive the day's work without being on either one of those, you should be qualifying for disability, not getting fired.
Makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's very sticky. There's just a lot of things on there. I do believe that an employer has the right to say, listen, you're operating heavy machinery, you're a liability, or listen, you're doing customer service, you have to follow this protocol, and if you can't keep your wits about you, I get that. Mm. But man, if somebody's taking medical marijuana because they have anxiety and they can't fall asleep the night before, and this helps them to go to rest so they can actually be a better employee. And then all of a sudden it's P-Day that day?
Yeah.
That ain't cool, right?
Yep.
And I tell you what, I think this is what's going to happen. Anytime you have all this type of non-good answer conflict, what you always have, though, is innovation. So this whole conflict is going to actually spark young, innovative, bright thinkers to invent some sort of testing facility that allows you to have, because right now all of the testing that's out there, even the ones now like the breathalyzer, apparently from what I've heard, it's still pretty inaccurate. Like, you can't necessarily tell when that was at. So innovation is going to happen to some degree to where then they'll be able to more accurately, quote unquote, police that, to where employers can protect themselves. And I, you know, I get that, but I mean, come on, we got to wake up.
It's a tough situation because, you know, especially with marijuana, like you were saying, if you smoked marijuana last night, you're going to test positive for marijuana.
But you are high. First off, by the way, I'd much rather have somebody on medical marijuana driving a forklift than Vicodin.
Correct.
Much rather.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, there's actually studies, and I've seen documentaries and studies that... I heard you talking to Melanie about, you know, messing with machinery and driving. If you are a weed smoker, there's been studies that you don't drive any worse under the influence of marijuana. I mean, I'm
sure you drive a hell of a lot worse holding a phone in your hand than a joint.
Exactly. No, right? it's true. Now, as somebody who has driven and indulged before, you become aware of everything on the road moving. Every squirrel, every leaf in the trees, you can see everything moving, and it's actually, I think you drive better.
You also probably take more frequent stops to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, get some Funyuns and get some Yoo-Hoo, and then you're driving and you're chilling, and you're probably going about a mile under the speed limit.
I love cracking jokes about things I know nothing about.
You don't know, but it's all good, dog. We're all here to learn, but... you know, as far as Florida goes, Florida's come so far, and Florida's coming along. Like, I used to, a year ago, I'd be like, it's never going to be legalized here. Yeah. Now I think it has to be.
Oh, it's going to be. Here's my frustration. I'll tell you, now my capitalistic small business mind gets in.
Let's hear it.
We've already missed the boat. We've missed first mover advantage.
Yeah.
Think about how much money Colorado's already established by making it legalized there first. Look at the business and the economy and the tax benefit that those guys got out of that. And then it got Seattle, and then, you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm hearing, but places in the Midwest are legalizing it, right? You know, the Deep South, and we're still behind.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen, if we're on that last 25 states versus the first 25 states, we've missed every economic advantage of that. We have to do this faster.
Sure. We're actually not behind. We're somewhere in the middle. We're somewhere in the middle because I believe there's 13 states that won't have it at all at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Some are, you know, some it's recreational, some it's all, it's right. statewide. Canada, where I'm from originally,
Canada
basically said marijuana is legal throughout the country.
They did it all. Man, they're in the next Amsterdam.
And they are going to, first of all, they're... tourism's going to go up, okay? And these are all studies.
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholism goes down. And the use of opioids go down.
Yeah.
So that should be enough.
Yeah.
That should be enough.
That's the thing that frustrates me when you look at the lawmakers in Florida. They go, well, we don't know enough about it. We've got to do some studies to make sure that... I'm like, no, you don't. You have to go to Colorado. Go to Washington.
That's all, yeah.
You just look and just say, what's going on?
Yeah.
Has it gone up? Yeah, by the way, driving while intoxicated or impaired, whatever they call it, has gone up. I get that. Anytime there's a massive shift societally, there's the pendulum swings a little bit, but then it finds its balance, right?
Sure.
Let's just look. You know, look at the economy. The facts are there. We don't need to pay people millions of dollars to do a study here in Florida.
Yeah.
Legalize it.
Yeah, period.
Period.
And the only problems they're having in Colorado and in Portland and Seattle, some places like that, is the banks are not taking their money. The banks, and you know what has to happen is, you know, all these dispensaries got to roll
open up a bank in Portland, Oregon.
No, but there are some people even here in Florida that their banks won't take the money. So there was one a politician that I guess got nixed because she had something to do with marijuana, and she says, well, I'm going to open up a bank that takes marijuana money.
Yeah, man.
Because they literally have bodyguards in Denver, Colorado, rolling around with guns because they have nowhere to put their money.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to open up a pot bank now.
That's what I'm saying, though. A pot bank is brilliant.
My plan B if I don't win now.
Yeah. Forget about this mayor thing. Let's open up the pot bank of Tampa. I would put in money in that one.
Yeah.
I would definitely put money into that thing. So,
the snacks they'd have in the lobby would be awesome.
that's what I'm saying. But I've been places before where it wasn't completely legal, but it was everybody was real liberal and easy about it. And it's just, you want to tell people, you got to come see this.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as politics go, and this is the unfortunate part, really the only people holding it back are politicians that are being paid by...
And probably pharmaceutical companies,
the
tobacco companies, the alcohol business.
But they're paying the politicians.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's still happening in our world, the lobbyists' money, and it's getting to a point now where we're aware of all this lobbyist money, and we're just okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, we can see where the lobbyist money goes. Like, we can see the NRA gave Donald Trump, I want to say it was like $15 million. 50?
I think it was 50.
Okay. So, on everything...
Don't quote me on that.
If it's anything between 15 and 50, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you can quote me and say this. Anybody can give me $50 million and I will say anything they want. I will say anything is terrible. I'll say anything you want.
Yeah.
And you could talk bad about me all you want if you give me $50 million.
Yeah.
So when is that going to change? When is that going to change?
It's going to change when enough people wake up in America and realize that we don't get what we expect. We get what we tolerate. And we got to stop tolerating unethical political financial abuse. And the only way that's going to happen is if we elect more people. And this is self-promotional when I say this. You have to elect more people like me, people that do not want to get office and stay in office forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment you get somebody in who goes, oh, this is cushy, I want to stay here forever, they're going to never pass a law that kicks them out, right?
That's true.
I've openly stated, man, I want to get in, kick down some political doors and then get out. I want to make my mark and leave. That's what politics was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years ago when we started Create This, this was people, farmers and educators getting together, contributing for a couple of years, then getting out. And somewhere along the lines, we tolerated a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's just gotten so warped out. We have to elect non-politicians into office. Now, I know that that gets a little bit weird when you look at somebody like Trump, because he's very divisive. People either like him or they go, well, look what it's done for us. But the reality is, and I'll be clear here, by the way, I'm not a fan. I did not vote for him.
Okay.
Yeah. But the fact that he's shaking up the apple cart so much, like there are, like my thing is I always try to find what things are good out of anything, no matter how bad it might be.
Yeah.
And the one thing I like is he's shaking up the apple cart quite a bit. We just need to get ethical people in office that aren't politicians. And that was the problem I think we had with him.
Well, the new president is exposing us to a lot of things, good, bad, and indifferent.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah. He's transparent about it. The man ain't hiding it, right? He's pretty bold about it, right?
Well, he's the boldest man I've ever seen in my life.
You gotta
he's the boldest SOB.
Blatantly obvious.
He don't give a rat's ass. He just is as blatant as can be. And it's. I don't think he's able to hide things. He's not able to hide things.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't want to. Mm. He really doesn't care. And politicians throughout the years have cared about the perception, and he just doesn't.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And whatever the things that come out of his mouth sometimes, I'm just like, well, if I would write something, one thing that you shouldn't say at this moment, just the one thing.
Yeah. You know, I tell people all the time, I say the reason why we elected him, and when I say we, I mean as an electoral college group, right? Because clearly the majority didn't, and I didn't either individually. But the reason why we, as an electoral college, voted him in, I think, is because we were looking for somebody who was politically incorrect. But you know what we got? Somebody who was politically inappropriate.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, and that's a little bit too extreme. Yeah. I think we wanted the political incorrectness, and we got the inappropriateness.
Well, the fact, the saying politically correct has to be changed now because of Donald Trump.
He's redefining it.
He's changed it completely. Because he's about as unpolitically correct as I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't. I'm more politically correct than him, way more.
Yeah.
Way more. Like, I'll stop and think what I'm going to say. He just doesn't care. It's all good. And he actually swayed his stance on cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like the NRA.
He's looking at legalizing it. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Donald Trump's looking into it, I mean, there shouldn't be anybody against it at this point.
I'm pretty sure he's just looking for a legal way to escape a little bit of the reality he's created for himself. So he's like, maybe we should legalize this so I could just find a way to go to sleep at night.
Well,
because I'm pretty sure he's having some sleepless nights right now.
Oh, I don't think he sleeps at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think he sways at all either. Yeah. Like, he doesn't care if 100 people get shot up in the building. It's not about guns. Because he's getting that NRA money.
Yeah.
He's just not quite getting enough marijuana money for him to completely, you know. And it's the thing is, marijuana is not giving anybody money. Anti-marijuana is giving people money.
Right. Yep.
Marijuana doesn't have to give anybody money.
Yeah. Well, give it time. That's the sad part, is eventually it's going to get institutionalized. But I still think it should be legal anyway.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Yeah, it will.
You might be right about that. Mm-hmm. Money is, and there's oodles and oodles of millions of dollars and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars.
And I don't even think it's the original people that are in the cannabis industry right now. I think it's all the people that are corrupt that go, wait a minute, this is going to be, whole hell, let's get in, right?
Let's get
in. And then
in,
they're going to get in, and that corruption just grows.
And then that's it. Yeah. And that's it. Well, we're going to give you the Trulieve strand of the week, to which you try to do every single week. The strain of the week is ChemDog, ChemDog, the original source of powerhouse strains like Sour Diesel and OG Kush. ChemDog is known for its distinct diesel-like aroma. And caution to all you newbies, it's very potent out there. So it's not for a newcomer. It's good for relaxation, makes you happy, euphoria, and helps with stress, depression, and pain. And the flavors are diesel, earthy, and pungent.
Dude, there's one group which is more creative at naming things than DJs.
Yeah, you got that.
Right?
Cannabis companies.
It used to be DJ names, right? Now it's strains of cannabis.
Absolutely.
Come up with the coolest names for things.
And I don't think I would actually have made it until I get a cannabis strain.
Yeah?
I need
that's your market success.
Yeah, I need a Dignitary strain or a Flavor of Tampa Bay strain, or even an Ian Beckel strain would be good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. How about the Beckel Bud?
The Beckel's Bud, okay.
Beckel's Bud.
All right.
Right?
If you're smoking your own stuff,
Hey, there you know, you go.
I can be arrived. Like Snoop, and I'll be wearing my own clothes and in my own car, smoking my own weed, and that's when you know you've actually made it.
There you go.
You know, so when is the election?
You know, when you become mayor, they name a sandwich after you at sandwich shops. Well, like, Do you think if I become mayor and they legalize it, they think they name a strain after me?
Not if you don't smoke.
Not if I don't smoke.
No,
even if
I'm
like the biggest advocate of it, they're still not going to give me a little love.
If you have your name on something, it really says that you are about that. You know, like if somebody said, we're going to do a cocaine strain under your name, I'd be like, you know, no bother.
I'm good.
I'm not about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But once again, cocaine and marijuana are two totally different things. There's lots of bad cocaine stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots exactly of them. Right. There's lots of them. Like I've cocaine's not something that people joke about a lot, but I've heard people who do indulge and they all say this. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Nobody tells you. Hey, you should give it a shot.
It's great.
Right, yeah. No, nobody
it's
ever
it's
that.
You should really try coke. It's awesome. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great for you. We had such great stories. I always hear this one. Oh, no, don't mess with that.
Yeah.
Don't mess with
that.
And
by the way, because I'm coming across pretty damn liberal on this podcast, I do believe that there are certain drugs that should be illegal. Cocaine, heroin, crack.
But there's no practical use for them, though.
Exactly right.
There's no practical use for cocaine other than just getting really high.
Yeah.
You know, and this being ballistic, I get it, but marijuana has its uses, and I'm
sure some addicts would go, no, I actually get my term papers done a lot easier while I'm lipped up on coke. I don't know, maybe, but we're on the same page.
We used to pop a couple of Vivarins way back when.
My kidneys are so pure. I just drink a Red Bull. That's crack for me.
That must get you all twisted up. Are you a coffee drinker?
You know what? I never touched coffee either until I was about 40... early to mid 40s, and I finally started. I was living with this girl, and she would drink coffee every morning, and that's the weakest excuse for it. But we started just drinking it together.
Yeah,
man. Every morning. Yeah.
Now you just need the coffee.
Yeah.
So then don't see. That's my thing. I drink coffee, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. No.
And you like the flavor of it? See, I still hate the taste of it. It's the closest thing to emotional abuse I can, because I love the smell of coffee.
Yeah.
It smells so good. And then, I'm so let down emotionally, because then I taste it. I'm like, it tastes like crap.
See, I don't think I love the taste of it. I just like what it does for me. I like the rush.
Yeah.
Like people say, it'll get me jittery. I don't like it. I actually like to be jittery.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm calm in nature.
Yeah, you're pretty mellow.
I'm pretty mellow, and it's not just because of the cannabis.
Right.
I'm a mellow person. I haven't smoked yet today. Have I smoked yet today? No, I haven't smoked yet today.
The answer to that is totally unreliable now, just by the fact that you had to ask. Maybe I did. I don't know. Probably not.
My whole, now that I'm on air every day from 3 to 7, the rest of my day has changed to where, you know, I used to indulge throughout the day. And
right.
You don't want to be at the end of the
need
day
to be
and
be
ready
your
to fall asleep, and I'm on air ready to fall asleep.
Thank you for being on the
talking about our beloved Buccaneers high is not good. Well,
right.
You want to definitely keep a straight mind to that. So when you're never in your back of your mind, you're not saying, in one day I'm gonna try it.
If I do, I'm gonna call my dad and say, I'm ready, let's go, let's smoke a J.
That's still tripping me
out. Is that
out?
So 80s that I just said that? Like, nobody even says that anymore, right?
Nobody says smoke a J anymore.
I'm so stupid right now. Yeah, you know, we're gonna smoke the pot.
Yeah, yeah. So your father doing all right?
Oh, he's having surgery today.
Today.
Yeah, he's in right now.
And
keeping the phone on just in case.
Everything's
good. He's good. For those that are listening, he had a heart attack about 10 days ago. We flew out to go be with him. It was looking pretty grim. My dad is like the Terminator.
Yeah.
He just doesn't stop.
Good.
They did a second attempt at the angioplasty, opened it up. He's doing fine. But when they went in, they found he had two more blocks in his hips or the lower abdomen, some veins down there. And so they're blowing those out today with the angioplasty.
Okay.
So I'm not worried or stressed. But
good.
Yeah, he's good, man. Yeah.
Well, he'd like to smoke a joint with you.
Maybe. Man, you never know.
Did he ever smoke?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So he would have watched you guys smoke.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I always tell this. I go, my dad somehow raised my brother and I to never drink a drop of alcohol, and that man was drinking a scotch and soda probably every night. Or a screwdriver or something.
But did you
like
see him drunk, though?
No.
You just
Every once in a while. I always see your dad drunk.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but no, it was never, he was never at it. Yeah.
See, now, I like to have a drink here and there and everywhere. And my parents were not drinkers.
It's interesting.
My
so basically, my kids are screwed. They're going to be the
generational. Yeah, absolutely.
My dad is so square.
You have kids?
No. I got a dog.
I was about to say, but we have kids. You snuck them in. You still trying to have kids?
No, God, no.
No?
No. I don't understand I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 51 now, and I've had them. Yeah. And people, you're going to have some more kids? I'm like, please. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. You don't want to, I want to be 60 and changing diapers?
Yeah. No. That boat has sailed for me.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
And I never put up the sail anyway.
Yeah, okay. You never put the sail up?
No, man. Okay. I've never had a desire for kids.
I get it. So when is the election?
March 5th.
And is cannabis something like when you have debates? I was trying to get in a debate here in Flavor of Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. It fell through. A bunch of people doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And that would be one of the topics would be.
Man, I hope you do. I believe me, you know me. I'm going to be there for that one.
I would love to do it.
I would absolutely love it. I'd love to see what some of their answers are.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them are scared.
But now, see, here's the thing. If it wasn't for me, the fact that I've never smoked it before, here's what I would say. I think you should actually get all of us in, make us all smoke some pot, and then do a debate. That would be way more fun, right?
Viral.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That go viral.
Yeah.
That'd be like Elon Musk and Joe Rogan.
Exactly. Could you imagine that? But I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen because I don't have any desire for it. But man,
I'm pretty sure the other ones are not going to do it.
Man, well, you never know.
There might be
a
couple go, wait till afterwards.
Exactly.
What do we'll have to indulge a little bit.
Yeah.
Because even the ones that are against it, you know, I know a lot of lawyers. I know a lot of lawyers. Yeah. They all smoke marijuana. Yeah. All of them.
I wonder which ones actually do now.
All of them do.
You think?
Everyone
that
I know.
Smokes? You think Caster? You think?
Yep.
I'm going to ask her now. Next time I go to see her, I'm going to say, Jane, you smoke pot?
They all smoke. I'm telling you, I know so many lawyers and marijuana, they go against. It's synonymous. It's the weirdest thing. And they're the ones putting people in jail for smoking pot. And you know what? The judges, they smoke too. Please get out of here. That's just the way it goes, no doubt. So what was the date again for the election?
This podcast is either going to win me the election or lose the election.
Definitely one of the two. Definitely. So what was the date again?
March 5th.
March 5th.
And then
definitely want to get something before that.
Yeah. And then after that, if nobody wins 50% plus one, then it goes into a runoff, which is going to happen with this many people in the race. It's going to go into a runoff. So.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Well, you got my vote, brother. You got my vote.
Love you, bro.
Small businesses.
Thank you, my friend.
And real cat. Even though you haven't smoked marijuana, I'm not going to hold that against you.
Yeah.
And I still got to hear about the rest of them because I'm going to ask them too.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would love to do a forum here. I think
it'd be fun,
cool place. I want to make sure that you get those big orange hand seats.
Yes.
You make two people sit in those, and then the Jim Beam or whatever those seats are. I forget. There was like a Adirondack chair. Just make us all sit in different weird-ass chairs.
Okay, in different sections.
Yeah.
Okay. We should give you different alcohol, get everybody drunk, maybe I'll spike your drinks, too. That'd be good. I'll get True Leaf to spike the drinks. It's all good. No, I'm just joking. I would never do that. But it would be really, really a lot of fun. Anyways, Topher Morrison, eat real folk, and if you're electing people that go out and vote like you should, coming up here in March. And,
yeah, please don't smoke anything on March 5th because you won't leave your house. Just don't smoke anything on March 5th.
That's another old school stigma. People smoke weed and leave their house every day, every single day. They're not all sitting in the basement listening to Def Leppard because that's what it used to be. It used to be. Everybody's sitting in the basement and smoke weed and listen to Def Leppard. That's the way it used to
really?
Be.
Really?
Yes.
Def Leppard?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 51,
we're in a podcast room, and there are pictures all over here of Jimi Hendrix, who's kind of like the poster child.
Yeah.
This picture here's actually got him smoking a joint right here. And you went with Def Leppard.
But we don't speak negative of Jimmy. And ever no never
crazy
nobody speaks negatively.
That man is amazing.
Jimmy he's a god. Please, no doubt. Def Leppard. I can speak bad about them.
Who are your top guitarists? Who do you think is the best guitarist out there? Can't say Jimmy now because we just talked about him.
Ever?
Yeah,
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page. Yep. Yes.
Interesting. Now that, modern. Who?
My boy, I don't know his name, from Rage Against the Machine is amazing.
Okay.
I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah.
I love Rage Against the Machine. Go and listen to some Rage and just be ready to go out. Just go off somewhere.
You know who is an incredibly good guitarist? And I can't remember his name either, so this is kind of a
John
pretty lame.
John Mayer's good.
John Mayer. That's the guy.
He's an excellent guitarist.
That guy is
he's
underrated.
Really, really
he's ridiculously
good. And he pulls
good.
Some hot girls, too. He does. He pulls hot girls.
I think pretty much every musician
not
who's
like,
at that
not
level
like John
of fame.
Mayer, though. Not like he's literally just going from one to another to another to another.
You know one thing he does? He actually, I don't think he does it anymore because it got busted. He figured out. That man used to wear a bear costume out into the parking lot of his own concerts and go take pictures with people. And they didn't know they were taking a picture with John Mayer. And then at the end, he would show the pictures up on the screen. And people were like, holy crap, I took a picture with John Mayer. And it was him.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor, too.
Yeah, and he, like I saw him on Chappelle's show. He did a Chappelle skit. Mm-hmm. And once you're on Chappelle's show, then you don't take yourself too serious, you know?
Yeah.
And I always thought he was just some actor guy and he's a good looking dude. And then I saw him playing and I was like, holy smokes, this guy's getting it in, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got him all in today. We got them all. We got marijuana. We got our strain of the day, and we got some music talk as well. Thank you again, brother.
Thank you, man.
And everybody, get out there and vote. And if you're looking for somewhere to get your products, it is TrueLeave, 17 dispensaries out here in the Bay Area. We got to give them love and go get some ChemDog because that is the strain of the day. I appreciate everybody listening in. This has been the Cannabis Podcast. Ian Beckel signing off. And do yourself a favor and go smoke something delicious this week. All right? Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit TrueLeave on Twitter at TrueLeave or TrueLeave.com. That's TrueLeave.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by TrueLeave on Radio Influence.
Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. If you're a serious athlete, a weekend warrior, parent, or coach, join us each week as we investigate the latest trends and research coming out of the sport performance world. We'll visit with top athletes, coaches, and sports scientists to keep you on the cutting edge and to find out what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. You can visit us online at crushperformance.com, and Crush Performance Radio with me, Jeff Kershaw, can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and at Radio Influence.